It's Free Talk Live, kicking off yet another week of fun and excitement. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
On this, the Monday night edition, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, as we are six nights a week. Join us for every single moment, Monday through Saturday from 8 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time. If you miss a moment, well, don't worry. We got them all for you online, free, in our archive section at freetalklive.com. And there's no membership fee. You don't have to log in, provide any personal info or anything like that. There's no hoops to jump through to get a hold of our free archives. They're free. Right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. We got lots of them, too. 8 months worth of the show. All of it on the house. freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So, we got lots to do tonight. On the way, you've got some sort of unconstitutional pigeons article.
Yes.
I don't know what that's all about.
Well.
We're going to start with you, Johnson, who you just got back from a little vacay.
I did. I was up north. And let me tell you, you know, all these people whining about it being cold, no big deal. Of course, it was like 40 the entire time, but it wasn't a big deal.
That bad, I guess, right?
No, 40 was not bad. I don't think it was probably that in New Hampshire this weekend, but
it was cold up. But here, down here in Florida.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wasn't bothered by the... I was walking around and, you know, I had a long sleeve shirt on, but I didn't need any more than that. I mean, I had brought up a sweatshirt and a jean jacket to put on just in case, you know, layer up, but no problem. No problem at all.
So you flew into New York City, isn't that right?
Right. And no problems with the traffic.
Really?
I flew into LaGuardia, which is actually outside of the city, so possibly, you know, could have been...
Wasn't as bad as it could have been?
Right. It wouldn't have been as bad there because it's outside of the city, so those roads wouldn't have been affected as much. But even still, no problems.
Did anything
also got in at midnight, so traffic would have lightened up a little bit by then too.
Did anything of note happen while you were in TSA security or anything like that? Did you see anything?
No, the only thing I noted, actually I forgot to bring it, is that they have a... Now when they've inspected your bag, at least at Sarasota anyway, they have a shiny new TSA sticker that they put on there to let you know. It's like a hologram and whatnot. And I just...
That lets you know that your bag's been inspected?
Right. Mm-hmm. They stick it on your flight, the label, you know, your baggage label, you know, that has your airport code on it. They kind of stick it on top of that to let you know that your bag has been inspected by the TSA. And let me tell you...
So all I have to do is get my hands on all of those, right?
I just love the fact that my tax dollars are paying for such a nicely designed sticker.
Yeah.
Just the fact that all that money goes into the holograms, special design.
What would happen if...
They couldn't just use a big, you know, like a pink, black and white label or something, right. You know? It has to be a special hologram.
And I wonder if there's anything in the, I guess in their security that would prevent, for instance, a terrorist from getting a job as a TSA agent and stealing an entire roll of those stickers, and that way they could just sort of put them on the bag in advance. And, you know what I mean?
Who knows? Or just like wait for them to come out, you know, just be watching that little area. Because they have an area where they have this new, like, it's not that new, but a big, huge X-ray machine for X-raying the large luggage.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I guess it's probably got special bomb-sniffing stuff in the...
Right.
You know? You're absolutely right on those stickers. I mean, really, what is to stop somebody from sliding through there? Because you know they're not watching those stickers. Those stickers are the most dangerous thing. It's like sending guards into prison with guns on their hips. It's a bad idea. These stickers, somebody can be, you know, the TSA agents aren't watching them. Somebody, while they're packing their stuff up after being molested going through there, they can just grab a roll of stickers and put it in their little bag and... Then they go through. Now, you're telling me that if terrorists want to blow up airplanes, which is apparently what TSA agents want to stop from happening.
Right.
Because we've already stopped.
Slap a sticker on your bag and wait for the TSA agents to not be looking and just slide it in the pile with the rest of the bag for it to be loaded on the airplane.
Just
like
that.
Who knows?
These guys.
Once you have those stickers, man, you're home free.
Exactly.
Oh, no. I've been walking around with my bag because I was, you know, I had to use the bathroom to get some coffee, and I've already been checked, so.
Yeah. I'm cool. Right.
Well, those stickers get slapped on. What they have is they have the X-ray machine there, which directly, you know, I don't know if it comes directly out the other side or whatnot, but that goes on a conveyor belt back out to the area where it was that way at both Sarasota and LaGuardia.
Well, anyway.
And Atlanta. But what that conveyor belt does,
the counter then.
Yeah, the conveyor belt. Well, no. The way it works is you go up to the counter to check your baggage, and then they tell you, I thought this was nice, they tell you at the counter you have to take your bag over to the government now. So you know how you used to go up to the counter, you go up to whatever airline you check in, you put your bag on the scale there, they weigh it, and then they take it, and they kind of bring it back behind the counter, and they would put on that
right,
conveyor belt back there.
Right, and that's the last time you see it until
right.
you get your bag.
Well, that conveyor belt back there now that's behind where all the agents, you know, check mm-hmm. you out, useless. Totally useless now. Because now you have to carry your bag over to the government, where they have got their own special little screening area. It's like a pen that they've set up. And this is the same way at all airports that I went through. That's three of them. And they've got a special pen now where you have to drag your bag over there and just wait in a line to give it to the government.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a new special new line. And, hey,
you guys hear something strange?
I do. I heard very squeaky jazz.
It's playing like a jazz horn through their nose.
Either that or it sounds like somebody with a balloon and they're slowly letting the air out from the top of it. Anyway, interesting stories, Johnson. Yeah. Thanks for the clarification.
So, yeah, that sticker would go on right before it goes on that conveyor belt. Go back into the back area where they have all sorts of computerized systems to sort through all the luggage.
800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. You can take control of the show. Johnson, all right, we're going to start with something about taxes and business and software.
Yeah, well, what's going on is the state of Tennessee has gone insane. The state board...
Hey, I'll take your word for it.
The state board there is proposing a sweeping change to make computer software used in business subject to property taxes.
Huh?
A move that some business leaders could contend that would drive up costs and hurt job growth in Tennessee. Yeah, maybe.
What?
I
got to hear the details on this because this is crazy.
Well, the director of public affairs in the Chattanooga Area Chamber of Commerce says this would be a significant chunk of change. That's a quote from Hayes Ledford. They're saying that, I guess, a Chattanooga-based insurer with 3,000 workers in the city said the shift could add substantial costs to doing business in Tennessee. Spokeswoman Mary Clark Gunther said, Onum Provident is apparently a company, an insurance company. We have 600 software applications used throughout the company, she said, adding that not all of its computer work is based in Chattanooga. Let me see if there's what the details. One of the reasons for the proposal comes down to consistency. The rule proposed would quit worrying about distinctions, he said. All software would become accessible.
I'm sure. Maybe I'm having trouble understanding. Are they planning on coming into your business and auditing your computer systems to find out what software that you're running? Are they expecting you to just sort of be honest? Are they going to, you know, just allow you to write down what software you're running?
Okay, here we go. Currently, there is no consistent approach to determining what business software should be considered taxable, according to the executive secretary of the State Board of Equalization.
Oh, my God.
Which proposed the change.
There's a State Board of Equalization? What does
I
that
don't
mean?
Know. That's
it's
really scary.
Sounding. It sounds like taking wealth from people and redistributing it. That's
it sounds like, you know, like all the six-foot people have to, you got to chop them off at the knees and all the and add it to all the five-foot-four
right.
people.
Them boys down there listening to them bluegrass music and equalizing everything. Anyway, however, software is already taxed as property in some Tennessee counties.
What? I just don't understand how this works.
He said county assessors have taken varying approaches in making distinctions about not only taxing software, but the kinds as well. For example, Mr. Jones said, some tax operational software, but not that which is applicational. I'm not really sure what he's necessarily saying there.
Maybe,
but we'll
maybe like Quicken. You can tax Quicken, but you can't tax Microsoft Word.
Photoshop?
This is a little scary. 800-259-5791. I want to find out how it is that they actually tax your software after the fact. 800-259-5791. Because this seems like a logistical nightmare. This seems almost impossible to actually have happen, but they're saying it is happening. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects. at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the show. Bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it be a political issue, personal problem. You dial in toll-free 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
Aaron Johnson.
And Manwich.
Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Plenty of time for your calls. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. And visit our Shrine of Female Listeners. Ladies of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors have sent us their photograph. And we put them on our website because we're really proud of our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live, especially those of you who have taken the time to actually not only send us a photo, but actually send us a special photo that you took just for Free Talk Live. And what I mean by that is we call it validation. In the picture, you are required to hold up some sort of signage or some evidence that you listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
That way we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are who you claim to be, and we can then put you on the shrine as a result of that. So it's pretty neat stuff. We want you to visit the shrine at freetalklive.com. So I was looking around for more details on this proposed property tax change that Tennessee's looking at. Apparently, some of the counties in Tennessee already charge you property tax on the software
well,
that you own.
Well, we should explain why we know that this is ludicrous. Because you don't own the software. Almost all the software on your computer, you don't own it.
What do you mean? I paid for it.
Doesn't matter. You're only licensing it.
Really?
That's why you have that end-user license agreement.
That nobody reads.
The EULA, that long agreement that you'd never read at the beginning of every
right.
piece of software you install for the most part. That says that you do not own the piece of software that you are installing on your machine.
Wow.
You are merely licensing it. And if your license expires or you go beyond your license, you no longer have the right to use that software.
I see. So what you're saying is that the state of Tennessee is trying to tax something that you don't actually own.
Right.
They're trying to tax something that you're borrowing, per se.
Right. Now, you're spending a lot. Now, these companies spend a lot of money on some of the software. If you have, you know, say, 10
business
graphics,
software can be very expensive.
You know, you have a magazine, 10 graphics professionals. They all are using, like, say, for example, something like Creative Suite for, you know, whatever, from whatever company. They're probably spending $500, $600, you know, per... You know, person there, so that you know that's banned $6,000.
Sure. And some software you have to pay per month just to keep the software.
Right.
For instance, and I know in the radio business, some of the automation software that the stations run, they charge you on a monthly basis
really?
To use that stuff. Yeah,
because again, you're just licensing it; you don't own it. You know, and if you owned it outright, they couldn't do that. You know, because you could just say, "Nah, I'm not paying this month. I don't need an upgrade."
But let's okay. So you're saying that's the first problem with this whole idea of taxing software is that the companies don't even own it in the first place. But let's presume that they did. Let's presume that the companies actually did own the copies of the software. It would seem to be crazy to me to attempt to tax software. I mean, I guess what they're saying here is there's some software that is taxable, some of it that isn't. In some counties, it's different. I guess in one county, it might be a list of different software applications that are taxable compared to a different county. So you might have to pay a tax on Windows XP in one county. You might have to pay a tax on Microsoft Word in another county. But it just seems to me to be a very difficult process for the government to acquire this information. I mean, they'd have to go on the honor system.
How
right?
they know that right. you bought this stuff.
Yeah, unless they wanted to go from company to company, to every single company in the entire area.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
I don't know about that. I mean,
I'm sure they do. Because there's incentive for the government to make a lot of money on that, because a lot of companies will pay the government and bribe the government to make sure that when they're there checking, that they're also checking for pirated versions of software. Want to make sure there's none of that.
Hmm.
And then the government could get even more money from that, more cutbacks.
It's a disturbing idea. It's a disturbing law, and I couldn't pull up any info.
How can the government, like, what I'm wondering is if you say, no, look, I'm busy. I do not want you poking around my office looking for crap. Get out of here.
Come on.
I mean,
nowadays?
Do you think that people, I don't know.
You don't have anything to hide, do you?
I can't imagine people.
Sir, where are your papers?
People are busy. This is one of the places where I would just
show me your software.
The people would not let them go. No way. Get out of here. Beat it.
I have work to do. No, you do not. You do not have any work to do when it comes to the government.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, apparently.
Yeah. The government.
Shaking me down.
Get to your office now. Show me your software.
It's very disturbing to me.
I bet California will pick this up real soon.
If you're a Tennessee business owner and you can explain this to us, we really want to understand this. 800-259-5791. Otherwise, we go to the phones to John in Boston. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson in Manwich.
Hey, guys. Long time listener, first time caller.
What's up, John?
Oh, God.
I can't even do it. Fine.
Oh,
punch it out.
Shame. Mike D from Red Bar Radio. He lost it. That's too bad.
Oh.
Actually, he's going to be coming up tonight after our show on the internet feed. We'll give you more details
on
that.
I think it's on Sunday.
Not bad, right? Pretty good.
It's a special night.
Because it was Christmas last
I guess.
I see.
So we'll give you details on that later on in the show. 800-259-5791. Manwich Pigeons. Tell me about the pigeon.
All right. Let me pull up the pigeon article here. It's pretty short, but it's kind of interesting. A federal judge has ruled that Chicago's ban on keeping racing pigeons is, in fact, constitutional.
Wait, you mean they were trying to fight a war on birds?
It was a war on birds.
Have we heard that before?
Thursday's decision disappointed members of the Greater Chicago Combine and Center, the city's pigeon fancier group. Apparently, Combine and Center has something to do with pigeons. I don't know.
They're the fancier group.
We're not hurting anybody, said Carl Bullenhaupt, the secretary and treasurer, that's apparently of the Chicago Combine and Center's Pigeons Fancier Group. He told that to the Chicago Tribune. This sport has been in existence for hundreds of years, but the city says these birds are bad and dirty and evil. I don't think the city is saying that the birds are evil. These are birds of pedigree. The city adopted the ban in 2003, responding to complaints of huge lofts for racing pigeons added to houses on narrow lots and
how do you race pigeons?
Feathers and others.
That seems to me like it would be cool to watch.
Well, pigeons will go to a place that will return home. So you take your pigeon to, you know, everybody goes to a pigeon spot. You know, they say, well, let's meet at, you know, this particular state park.
Okay.
And everybody bring your racing pigeons, and then we're all going to release them right now. The gun goes off, you open up your cages, and out fly the pigeons.
Yeah.
I think it'd be cooler if you could train them, like, you know, in the old style.
They go home.
When you saw the old style air races where they were, like, you know, P-41s, like, flying through, like, hoops in the air and stuff like that. That'd be cool if you could get the pigeons, like, fly through an obstacle course. For some reason,
I don't think so. I don't think they got the brain power.
I don't think so, but it would be fun.
Boy, you're telling me. Wait, hold on, man. I'm still trying to understand this here. You get a bunch of different people with different pigeons, or do all the pigeons have to come from the same home? Because otherwise they're all going to fly to different places.
Right, they are going to fly to different places. I think it
does. Does the location have to be central to to the different destinations?
You know, I've seen this on television, but I didn't ask myself these questions.
Right. I just want to understand. You know, how do you race pigeons?
It's an excellent question because they should have to go the same distance.
You would think.
Yeah, but apparently, if they all take off from the same spot, then no.
And how do you judge? I mean, is it just? Do you have judges at every single location where the pigeons come back, or you just have to take their word for it?
I don't know. These are good questions. I don't know.
Well, if you're a pigeon racer, we want to hear from you tonight. 800-259-5791. So the city has a ban on owning these pigeons?
Well, yes. Apparently, you know, what my guess is that there were residents complaining that there were, The people had these lofts for keeping the racing pigeons around on small areas, and then there's lots of pigeon poo and pigeon and feathers blowing all over the place, and they complained to the city government, and the city government, you know, in Chicago is a big city. You can't have that kind of stuff going on.
It seems... That's bizarre. 800-259-5791. I mean, it's their loft. If you're pooping on somebody else's property, then you should have to clean it up, whether it's your poop or the pigeons. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now. 1-800-300-8069.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free, you take control of the show. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there with hundreds and hundreds, actually over 1,000 people interacting, as well as over 74,000 posts for you to surf around.
A lot of posts.
All of it is free, and it's right there for you at freetalklive.com. So, I don't know, Manwich, did you have any other thoughts on this pigeon ban in Chicago? I think it's kind of funny that they're saying that the Constitution allows this sort of thing, or that it's, what did they say, it's not?
It's constitutional that they can have a ban on pigeon owning.
I think that's outrageous, personally.
Well, I'm sort of the
right to property.
Yeah.
My only thought on this is I'd like to make a call out to our listeners. Somebody should snap up the domain name waronbirds.com and track. I just think it would be a great, humorous kind of, make fun of the government kind of website to just track all the different stuff that's going on with the war on birds right now.
Well, we don't see a whole lot of news about it, but it is something that is going on. They don't ever talk about it either, the war on birds. Let's go to Andrew in California. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Andrew, what's up?
I wanted to ask how you guys felt about medical marijuana and all the controversy surrounding that.
Well, let's see. I think that we should not only have medical marijuana, I think that we should have total, fully decriminalized marijuana as well as every other drug.
I would be in complete agreement with you.
All right. That was easy, Andrew. Anything else on your mind?
No, I guess we got that covered.
Seriously, that was it?
Unless you can think of anything else.
Oh, well, I'm sure we will.
Well, if he'd never heard the show before, he wouldn't necessarily know, where we stood on.
Are you a relatively new listener, Andrew?
Yes, yes.
How did you come across our show?
I actually came across your show. I enjoy the Alex Jones website.
Oh, okay.
And I listen to him often. So.
Well, glad to have you on board. I don't know if there's any other nationally syndicated radio show that takes a position like we do on the war on drugs. Has anybody ever heard anybody else on the airwaves taking this position to end the war on drugs entirely?
I thought Neil Bortz wanted to end the war on drugs entirely.
Really? Maybe he does.
I thought he did.
I'm not sure on that. Maybe.
Andrew, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. I mean, most people would have some sort of an objection to this when we say that we want to totally make it so all drugs are decriminalized, and that includes prescription medication.
A lot of people freak out, They freak out at that. What?
Ah! A little scary.
It'll be crazy people in the streets.
Mm. Well, some people freak out on other things here, and this one is from Mark in Los Angeles. He emails the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Subject, concerns about a free market. The free market freaks some people out. He says, I like the idea of a free market with little to no government infraction. I think he means infraction. But aspects of it concern me. It seems to me that much like in communism, it relies too much on people being good, not committing fraud or theft and doing the bad deeds people have done all throughout history. I'm not saying people are bad, but like in stealing bread to feed your starving family, they're only concerned with the well-being of their family, and they don't think of the repercussions of their actions. Well, Mark, the reason why we want to have a free market, or at least the reason why I want to have a free market, is simply because there are bad people out there. And a free market means that there's not going to be any government around to speak of, so therefore those bad people won't be able to get in charge of the state. I mean, could there be anything more dangerous for a bad person to get themselves in charge of than this massive government that we have today?
It's scary, the idea. And some people would say that it's happened.
Of course. I would definitely say it's happened. There are bad, bad people in Washington, and they're imposing their terrible ways on us.
You know, the crux of libertarianism is that I think you put power in the hands of people who care to do something.
He's saying you're going to only care about yourself and your family. Because you don't care about anybody else.
And the problem? So you're spending your time, instead of caring about all the other things, you're doing what you should be doing, which is caring for your family.
See, Mark, it's okay to care about yourself. Everybody cares about themselves, first and foremost. You are number one to you, and then there's usually your friends and your family members as well after
and
that.
And then you have all your other time freed up to care about the issues that you care about. If you care about protecting the environment, you care about doing your job or whatever it is you do, whatever it is you care about, that's what you'll be spending your time doing.
Plus,
and that's what the other people will be spending their time
because
doing.
You care about yourself and you want yourself to be comfortable, you want yourself to have a nice life. That means that you have to, well, help yourself. You have to get somewhere. You have to get, you know, create some wealth for yourself. You have to get yourself a house, a car. You have to, meld into society. Because to take care of yourself, you're not going to be very successful by stealing bread, for instance. I mean, you're only going to be able to steal bread from people and steal other things, steal the necessities of life for so long before somebody catches you in the act of stealing and decides to take your life. As a result of it. That's why most people don't steal from others, because they know there's a chance that they're going to get caught. Sure, it'd be an easy life if all you had to do was go around and steal things from people, but if everybody tried to steal from one another, no wealth would get created, and then you'd have nothing to steal, would you? So to suggest that the free market is going to be, I guess, susceptible to people being bad and thieving from one another is just ludicrous. There's going to be gun freedom, especially in a free marketplace.
Yeah.
So therefore,
to think that it's any more susceptible is, I mean, obviously it's not a perfect system.
No,
it's not.
Nothing's perfect.
But it's better than what we've got.
Absolutely.
I mean, now what we've got is, cops are committing crimes because they have there's so many of them. They have so much power. This drug war has empowered them the way. And now they commit crimes and they do so much better job at it. At least you can protect yourself.
Yeah, they're immune from prosecution virtually. Mm-hmm. And so let's remember this. When it's yourself that you have to take care of, it means that you've got to get somewhere in life, and the only way to do that is to make other people happy. Ah, that's the secret, Mark. You don't get anywhere. You don't become a successful business person by screwing people over. That only lasts for so long before people start to figure out that you're a scam artist.
Well, you become a successful business person by screwing people over in the society that we currently have.
Well, right.
Not
as long
in
as
libertarian
you have, well, as long as you have buddies in politics.
Right. As long as you have buddies in politics and you have power to push people around.
In a free market, there would be no government to help out the big corporations. There'd be no government there to protect these people. So therefore, they'd either make it by helping others get what they want. And in some cases, that means providing a service. In some cases, that means selling a product at the lowest price. But if you don't help others get what they want, you'll never get what you want. Anyway, Mark continues to say, it's effect on the bread and farmer who labored and invested in that bread and of the market that has to adjust. An extreme example would be that the CEO who steals his company's funds uses it for his family or close group. He'll buy a gold-plated jacuzzi, not donate it to cancer research. Well, Mark, are you talking about forcing people to donate to cancer research? Because, what, you think the economy just stops when he buys the gold-plated jacuzzi? Let him buy 50 gold-plated jacuzzis. All it's going to do is enrich the jacuzzi company, and it's going to pay the employees and the workers at the jacuzzi company, and they're going to take that money home, and maybe some of them will give it to the cancer
research. Don't forget more jobs at the jacuzzi company.
Right. Let the rich people buy all the rich things that they want to. And, you know, you can't get angry at them for doing that sort of thing. There's people that make their living selling stuff to rich people. And the people that are putting those jacuzzis together, I guarantee you, they're not rich men. Right? Are they?
No.
800-259-5791. So, Mark, definitely stick with us on this whole free market idea. It's a new concept for a lot of people. It relies on you to help yourself out. But again, the only way you can do that is by helping others. 800-259-5791. You take control of the show. Anything goes. This is your show. A very interesting question about animal rights on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today, we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, 800-259-5791. You can also join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have the listener map. Over 500 of our listeners have already gone to plot themselves on our worldwide map of listeners. It's easy. You just go, you add your location, plug in your name, a photo of yourself if you'd like, and even a phrase to go along with your entry, and it will add you to the map. It is totally free. It's neat. You can find out who else in your area might be listening to the show or who else halfway across the world is listening to the show at map.freetalklive.com. Again, that's map.freetalklive.com.
You know, you can only really get halfway across the world. Any more than that, you're, you know.
More than halfway.
Less than halfway.
Less than, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. That's it. You can only get halfway across the world.
Good point. All right. Let me go back to the email box here because we've got some of the more, I guess I got two of the most challenging emails I think that we've received in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are going to enjoy this. From Michael in Wisconsin. Dear FTL, a few weeks ago you had a caller asking about the libertarian view of animal rights. Your answer was basically that a company can do whatever it wants to an animal that it owns, but it might get bad press for it, for instance. I think that this answer ignores the deeper question that's raised here. And that question is, can a creature, a living creature, be property? Let me illustrate this argument using children. It's clear that a child does not have complete ownership of themselves, but does their parent? And this is something that we've certainly debated on the show. I don't think that a parent can own their child.
I think that the child is a ward of the parent.
I think the parent can create certain rules, and the child must obey those rules so long as they are living with the parent.
I think we have come to a certain agreement that more or less that the child can have its own freedom when it can take care of itself.
Right, when it's ready and decides to emancipate itself. Well, this is going to be a little disturbing here, but this is his email. He says, if I'm a single parent with a four-year-old daughter and I own her, then I can do anything I want with her, including rape her, and no one can do anything about it. If my daughter and I share ownership of herself, then as long as I get her to agree, I can rape her, which I don't know if you can agree to rape. But nonetheless, then I can rape her and nobody else can do anything about it. If my daughter, of course, if she's four, then
it's statutory rape. So,
I think he's talking about an imaginary world.
If my daughter and I, then I can rape her and no one can do anything about it. Clearly, neither of these cases can be true. So, who owns my daughter? There must be some third entity that has some minimal partial ownership of my daughter that prevents this type of behavior. I would argue that the same entity also has some minimal partial ownership of animals that prevents certain types of behavior as well. The same argument could be applied to the mentally handicapped, etc. What are your thoughts? What would the third entity be? Is it society?
That's a tough one.
Own the animals? I was thinking he was going to say that government owns the animals, or government owns.
Well,
I thought that's
unlike,
where he was going with that.
Unlike an animal, unlike a child, an animal can take care of itself.
Okay.
Like if you were to release the animal to the big wide world, it could handle itself, whereas a child, it wouldn't.
I think we would all agree, though, that an animal, I think all of us consider property, right? And as long as you're taking care of that beast, it is your beast.
I do, but I think that you have to take certain care of an animal as a special classification of property, is what I think. I don't think that horses shouldn't be tied up to plows because, you know, that might strain them or something like that. I don't think that cows shouldn't be slaughtered for food. I think that you should do it in the most humane way possible, but people want to eat cows, and they should be able to.
So what do you think of his question about the third entity? Is there a third entity that retains some ownership level over
the things
that
you own? I don't like the idea of there being a third entity.
I don't either, and I don't think that there is. I think that you do fully own any animals that you have, and if you're abusing them, or if you're abusing your child, which, again, I don't believe that you own, but you have some dominion over. It's not necessarily that society has thoughts about it, because there's no way to define what society is. You can't define society. I mean, everybody will have their different definition of society, and it all depends on who's involved and what, you know, what groups you're looking at. And there's no way to say what society is, let alone what it thinks. But you can definitely ask your neighbors what they think on an individual basis. And if I'm out in my front yard butchering my dog in front of my neighborhood, then they're probably either going to say something to me or stop me physically, or who knows what their individual responses would be. But I think that's one of the reasons why most people keep their behavior in check when it comes to
animals in the backyard.
Or at least, you know, do their sick stuff in private, because they don't want people to know. They don't want their friends and family members to know that they're sick, twisted people, because that could affect how they interact with those others. If you want to call that society, Michael, that's fine.
What's the fundamental difference? Let me ask you this, because I think a lot of vegans and, you know, and animal rights activists would take up the point to say, what is the major difference between taking and putting a bolt in a cow's head before you're going to slaughter it and eat it for meat, and and say either skinning it alive or, growing veal in a cage where it can't walk and can't do, you know, what is the difference, you know, as far as, you know, torturing an animal versus just killing it? I mean, is there really, as far as property goes? I mean, and if you think that your animals are property, why shouldn't it be your right to torture that animal?
I think that you should... Right is a strange word. You should have the ability to do sick stuff if you want to, but you're going to suffer the consequences.
What do you mean? The consequences are
that you could be ostracized from society, that if people find out that you're a sick, twisted animal rapist, that nobody's going to want to talk to you, deal with you, be your friend anymore.
I think it should be a crime to torture animals, personally.
800-259-5791.
I'm leaning towards men with society again.
800-259-5791. Should it be a crime to torture animals? But then again, we get to the definition of torture. What do you consider torturing animals? This is your show, and who should have their definition be made into law? It is Free Talk Live.
Did Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof now. Call them 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
So you can join us online. You can join us on the phones. You can also, again, our website, freetalklive.com. We got lots of good stuff there for you. We want your votes, by the way. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. It's a once-a-month sort of thing. Vote.freetalklive.com. You can register your vote for Free Talk Live. It helps us keep into the top five. I believe we're still number five. The number five podcast in the world.
Should be number one.
We should be. We need your vote to help us out. Vote.freetalklive.com.
Let's go, people. It's free. It's a free way to support the site.
We give you everything for free at freetalklive.com. This is one of the few things that we ask in return. And, of course, you don't have to, but we'd appreciate it if you go to vote.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're talking about animal rights and abusing animals. And, man, what you say that abuse of animals should be illegal, should be against the law. We should lock people in the clink for abusing their animals. And
or at least beat them in the town square.
Well, if you want to go and beat somebody that's abusing their animal, that's your personal business.
But then I get in trouble for beating the person if there's no
only
right
to the
animal.
Only if they know who you are. Well, you just put
oh, my God.
On.
Are yeah. you kidding
it's
me?
Okay to not,
are
it's okay
you
to beat,
kidding
beat them up
me?
Over their animal, but not okay to beat them up over their snow penis. You hear this crap? Go
are
ahead.
You kidding me?
Well, what do you mean, am I kidding you?
Are you?
You don't want to get caught, you should put a mask on or something.
Well, yeah, but you think? I mean, you're sitting here advocating violence, and you yelled at me the other day for advocating destroying someone's property.
I didn't advocate
you
violence.
Just advocated beating someone up for harming their animals,
and
yet you yelled at me, and you yelled at, and you said that's his business.
It's his business,
which is exactly what I said about him going and destroying someone's property, and you yelled at me for that. But it's his business when it comes to enacting violence on someone. In regards to them taking action against their animals. I mean, it's ridiculous. The whole thing is that there should be clear laws in place, as far as I'm concerned with the whole animal thing. Libertarians are about force. The whole crux of libertarianism revolves around the concept of force. Now, if it were to be made illegal to harm animals, it should be, a law should be phrased in relation to the word force, and somehow what force is proper to be applied to an animal.
So who gets to decide that?
Obviously.
The government.
The government.
Right.
Sorry.
Well, what if you disagree with their...
A libertarian government.
What if you disagree with their assessment of what is too much force for the animals? I mean, as you pointed out, there's different ways to, for instance, slaughter a cow. There's different ways to kill animals for the purposes of packaging and eating them.
At some point or another... you know, you're
should it be if they feel any pain whatsoever? I mean, if there's as long as there's pain involved, should it be illegal?
Oh, well, does that same thing apply to a human being? Come on. Eventually, there's a reason for certain laws. And, you know, now we're going to get into the gray area where, I'm sorry, I'm going to back up the government on this one. If there's something that should be protected, it should be protection from violence and harm.
And enough people supporting the government would make that stop. And,
right.
And not supporting it with their money. Now, using that same logic, then no government will work at all. Period. So
I don't want government to be involved with
feeding. I know you don't.
You don't want
government to be involved
with
anything.
If you're feeding your animals, you should have to suffer the consequences from the people around you.
And you will.
For instance,
you
could have covenants. You could have an agreement, for instance, in your deed restrictions that says no animals are to be beaten on this particular...
Well, then your whole thing is that, then everything should be down to deed restrictions. You should be able to kill your neighbor unless a deed restriction says so.
There should be competing law. There should be various different laws around that are set by the property owners, not by some government. 800-259-5790.
That's a government then.
No,
then your
it's
local
not. It's
property,
voluntary.
Then your local, that's what your would be your government. Your local deed restrictions would be your government at that point.
At least I'd be free to go somewhere else where there aren't as many. More coming
you
back.
You are
hour
now.
Two
move to a different country.
Way.
Ridiculous.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So what's in...